بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue discussing the issue where we have left off with regards to the affair of making up an obligatory prayer if one missed the proper time. If one missed the proper time because of sleeping, for example, or because of forgetfulness, or one had become preoccupied until he had forgotten the salat and its time has been delayed, or the salat was delayed, until its time had finished, then that prayer, it must be made up. And we have seen that the author, he has mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, two narrations, or rather one narration with two different wordings, from the narration of Ali radiallahu anhu on the day of Al-Ahzab, the day of Al-Ahzab, Yawm Al-Khandaq, on the day of the Battle of the Trench. And likewise, another narration about that same day from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And we've seen that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was delayed and preoccupied and not able to pray the Asr prayer at its proper time. And then later he prayed it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the Maghrib had come in, but before he prayed the Maghrib, after the sun had set, and then he prayed the Asr prayer, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he prayed the Maghrib after that. And we have seen that this is an evidence for the obligation of praying the missed prayers in order, and according to the order that they have come. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although the Maghrib had come in, he prayed the prayer that was missed first, that came before that, which is Asr, and then after that he prayed the Maghrib. And this is the case except in the situation where, for example, if the Maghrib was about to go out and he missed Asr, and there's only enough time to perform one rak'ah, or there's only enough time to perform the Maghrib prayer without performing the Asr prayer, or there's only one time to perform one of the other prayers. So therefore, in this situation, he'll give precedence to the prayer that is present, and Salat al-Hadirah, which would be the Maghrib prayer, and then after that, he will make up the Asr, and the obligation of at-Tartib and following the order will fall off in this situation, because there would not be a benefit in that. He already missed the Asr prayer, and then if he prayed the Asr first, then it would cause him to miss also the Maghrib prayer. So then instead of benefiting from the order, then it would harm him and cause him to miss another prayer in its proper time. So therefore, if there's a situation like this, when, for example, one, he did not pray Asr and then Maghrib came in, but he did not have enough time to pray left the Maghrib and the Asr together before the time goes out, he can only pray one or the other. At this time, the obligation of at-Tartib and following the order of the prayers will fall off, and he will pray the obligatory prayer that this time has come in now, the Maghrib here in this example, and then after that, he will make up the prayer that he had missed, which in this example it is Al-Asr. So we have also seen that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned man nasiya salatan aw nama anha, and one narration, man idha nasiya ahadukum salata aw ghafala anha aw idha raqada أحدكم عن الصلاة أو غفل عنها, that if one of you slept and missed the prayer, or if he was heedless or forgetful of the prayer and his time had gone out, فليصليها إذا ذكرها, that he should pray it whenever he remembers or whenever he wakes up. So the time for that missed prayer, the one who missed it because of sleep, or the one who missed it because of heedlessness or forgetfulness, the one who missed it because of forgetfulness, then whenever he remembers, he prays it. That's the time for it, even if it's in a time that is a prohibited time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا لَا كَفَارَةَ لَهَا إِلَّا ذَلِكَ, that he must pray it whenever he remembers it. And there's no expiation for that except for this. You need to pray it whenever one remembers. Now, with regards to sleeping on the prayer and missing the prayer because of sleep, one would be excused if this was something that he was not heedless with regards to, or he was not negligent. He fell asleep and he had taken the means to wake up, for example, like setting an alarm clock, or he has done whatever he normally does to aid him to wake up on time. But along with all of that, still he overslept, or somehow the alarm clock maybe was changed, or the it died, or whatever the case may be. Then at this time he will be excused, and he will make up the prayer, and he is free of blame, and he is not sinful, and the prayer is good, alhamdulillah. But if he, for example, did not take the means to wake up, and he slept, and then he used this hadith as a proof. No, whoever sleeps on their prayer, the Prophet said, whenever he wakes up or he remembers, let him pray it. No, this person is negligent. It's an obligation to maintain the prayer and to be awake at the proper time, and sleep is not an excuse for the one who is heedless or negligent with regards to that. So somebody who is a hard sleeper, if he did not, for example, appoint someone to help wake him up, and he did not set an alarm clock and take the means, then after that, because he was negligent in doing this affair, he fell asleep and did not wake up until the time had ended for that particular prayer, then he will be blameworthy and he will be sinful, and he should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not go back to that. Some people claim, they say, oh, I have a heavy head, ayyadhan billah, or he sleeps heavy. This person, he has to make the necessary steps and take the proper means in order to help get up at the proper time. And likewise, from those means is that one will not stay up all night speaking, and we have seen, and conversating and the likes, or stay up all night and doing things that are even permissible, or even things that could even be acts of worship, if it's going to cause a person to miss the obligatory prayer. This is not good for him. So therefore, any sleeping on the prayer, whether he was negligent or not negligent, whenever he woke up, the time to pray it is whenever he wakes up. And also, it has been mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Hadith of Abi Qatada, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, him and his companions, one time they were traveling. And at the end of the night, they stopped to rest. And one of them was appointed, Bilal radiallahu anhu, to wake them. But they all fell asleep. And the sleep overcome all of them until they woke up. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions on a journey. And they woke up and the sun was shining and had risen entirely. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after moving from that spot and mentioning the reason, inshallah we'll discuss these issues later, but now the point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he woke, he prayed the sunnah of fajr, and then after that he prayed the fajr just how it was, and he had the adhan for that likewise. Abu Qatada, he said in that prayer, or in that hadith about sleeping in the time of Salat, when it happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his companions said, ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ بِلَالٌ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَصَلَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam رَكْعَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ صَلَّ غَدَاتِ. That Bilal, he made the adhan, and then after that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed two rak'ah, and either the sunnah of fajr, فَصَنَعَ كَمَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. And after he prayed the rak'ah fajr, after that he prayed the fajr prayer. So he prayed the sunnah after he slept on the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adhan was made, and then he prayed the sunnah of fajr, and then after that they made the aqama and they made the fajr prayer. And Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he said about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this situation, فَصَنَعَ كَمَا كَانَ يَسْنَعُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ, that he did the same thing he used to do every day. And meaning whenever he didn't miss the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he prayed the fajr at the right time, on the proper time, then he did the same thing whenever he missed the prayer. Whenever he missed the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we have the issue that ulama, they mention, it is about al-qadha. Qadha as-salat al-fa'ita. So the word al-qadha, it means to make up something. To make it up. Naam, so it comes from the verb qadha yaqdi. Iqdi qadha'an. So what we're discussing now, The ulama, they mention qada as-salat al-fa'ita. This is the issue that we have been discussing in these narrations. The author, he has mentioned, rahimahullah. But al-qada, it is ma fu'ila ba'da waqtihi al-muhaddadi lahu. And imin al-ibadah. It's the acts of worship that are done after its prescribed time has already passed. And so whenever the deed is done, there's a prescribed time for it that is set, and the action is not performed in that time, and then it is done later after that. This is called al-qada'u. On the other hand, في المقابل, we have al-ada'u. From adda, yu'addi. Addi, ta'diyatan, wa-ada'an. So the one who performs the prayer in its proper time, يعني ما فعل في وقته المحدد يعتبر أنه فعله أداء. So somebody can perform the prayer in its proper time, and this means this is called الأداء, that the prayer was performed in the proper time. But if that time goes by and it's not performed, the one will still perform it, but it's not considered that he performed the prayer, whether he's making it up. So then in this issue we have al-ada'u wal-qada'. And he performing the prayer in its proper time, this is called ada'. Al-ada'. But to make it up after its proper time has already passed. And the whole time has passed and it was not performed in that set time. And then later it is performed. It's not considered performing it, whether it's called al-qada'. And this means to make it up. And this means to make it up. Also, we have some other terms here that we're discussing. Qada as-salat al-fa'ita. Al-fa'ita, the ulama, they mention, كل عبادة موقتة خرج وقتها قبل فعلها. Now, so every act of worship that has a time set for it, a specific time set for it, and its time goes out before it is performed, then this act of worship is called fa'ita. It's one that is missed. نعم نفلا كانت أو فرضا. Regardless of whether it's a نفل or يعني نفل أو whether it is فرض. يعني whether it's not obligatory, whether it's obligatory. So this is another issue that we discuss. The narrations that we see here, the author is referring to in the discussion of this chapter, Al-Mawaqit, is with regards to the obligatory prayers. But likewise, we've seen in the narration of Abu Qatada, and then this is in Sahih Muslim as well, that also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he made up that obligatory prayer that he missed the time for, which was Al-Fajr, but also he made up the non-obligatory prayer. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an issue that we will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So what is the ruling of al-fa'ita? If there is a prayer that one missed, and for one reason or another, whether he slept or whether he was negligent, or whether he slept and he's innocent and he did not intentionally miss the prayer, but he missed it because of sleep and he is not blameworthy, or because he was heedless and negligent and he missed it and he's blameworthy, or whether he simply forgot and it slipped his mind, he thought he prayed but he didn't, or he became completely preoccupied, which happens sometimes to individuals, and they forget to pray any honestly and did not intend that, and many times people who have been accustomed to praying in the masjid, if something happens some days and they are not able to make it for one of the prayers, they sometimes become preoccupied and feel and think that they prayed, and they forget and realize later that they didn't pray. This occurs sometimes, yani, to individuals, and the human being, he's forgetful. So if this happened and the person is innocent from blame and he's honest in that, then alhamdulillah, all of them have the same ruling, and that is that it's an obligation to make it up immediately. The difference is that the one who did not do it intentionally, or the one who was not negligent, nor was he heedless, he's not blameworthy, and there's no sin upon him. As for the one who was heedless and negligent, then he is blameworthy, and there's sin upon him. But as for what to do in this situation, then the ruling is one, and that it is an obligation to make al-qada fawran. Al-qada, yani wujub al-qada, fawran. The ulama, they mention it's obligatory to make up that prayer immediately, to make up that prayer immediately. Somebody forgot he prayed Asr, and then he remembered. Whenever he remembered, he must pray it immediately, as soon as possible. If somebody was sleeping, for example, and he woke up, for example, somebody was sleeping and he woke up and he noticed the sun had risen entirely. He didn't pray Fajr. He woke up and the sun had risen entirely. At this time, he must get up and he must pray. It's an obligation. It's an obligation. If he was negligent in that, he's already sinning. And then if what some people do, iyadhan billah, they'll see, oh, the sun has already risen. He already missed the Fajr prayer. He'll go back to bed. And he'll go back to sleep and wake up later and then pray. He already missed the time, and this is his excuse. And then he'll go back to sleep and neglect it even more. And then whenever he finishes getting his portion of sleep that he needs, then he wakes up and prays Fajr even later. Nah, this is not permissible. This is not permissible. Now, brother, the one who realizes that he missed the prayer, it's an obligation for him to pray it immediately. This is the issue that we want to discuss, and this is the ruling that must be clarified and understood in this situation. It's an obligation to make up that prayer immediately whenever a person realizes, remembers, or wakes up. Now, and because of the hadith of Anas that has preceded, and we had discussed in our previous class, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنَسِيَ الصَّلَاةً أَوْ نَامَ عَنْهَا فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا لَا كَفَارَةَ لَهَا إِلَّا ذَلِكَ. That whoever forgot a prayer or he slept and missed the time, then he must pray it whenever he remembers. Whenever he remembers it. There's no expiation for it except for this. Now, but the point here is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلْيُصَلِّهَا. Now, the فَلْيُصَلِّهَا. And this is a conditional sentence likewise. مَنْ نَسِيَ صَلَاتًا أَوْ نَامَ أَنْهَا مَنْ شَرْطِيَّ. Whoever did this. And the jawab comes with a fa here. فَلْيُصَلِّيهَا. And there's a lam after that fa, which is lam al-amr, which indicates an obligation, a commandment. فَلْيُصَلِّيهَا. Then he must pray it whenever he remembers. When he must, then he must pray it whenever he remembers, because we have this is occurring in the response to the condition, and also there is a command. Lamul amr, wal amru yadullu ala al wujub or yufid al wujub. So therefore, he must make it up immediately, and likewise the person who is required to pray, this is an obligation that is upon him. And even if that time has passed, that obligation still remains upon him. وَذِمَّتُهُ مَشْغُورَةٌ بِهَذَا الْوَاجِبِ. And it's an obligation remaining upon him to perform that obligation. And it still remains upon him. That obligatory action, the responsibility remains with him. And just because the time has passed doesn't mean that the obligation or the responsibility has been lifted. Rather, and he's still required. And he is still mandatory upon him. And that obligation remains and that responsibility remains until he performs it, even if the time had passed. So just because the time had passed doesn't mean that the responsibility is removed. لا. No, he's still required. And this is the position of the majority of the scholars, the four imams, Abu Hanifa, and Malik, and Shafi'i, and Ahmed. And the majority of the scholars, this is their position with regards to this, whether they had an excuse or did not have an excuse. That the one who missed it, he has to make it up. He has to make it up. Now, and also with regards to this affair, the way to make it up, sifatu al-qada. Now, the scholars, they say, al-qada'u yahki al-ada'. These are some of the terminologies that the ulama they use. And it's beneficial for a believer to learn the mustalahat of the ulama. That way, whenever he listens to their classes and their speech, or reads in their works and their books, then he will understand what they intend whenever they speak. And he al-qada wal-ada'. And they say here, al-qada'u yahki al-ada', that the making up the prayer is in the exact, it's imitated, and is following behind the way it's performed precisely. So the way that the prayer is performed precisely in its proper time, that's the way that it's made up. That's the way that it's made up. Even so that some of the ulama, they mentioned that, for example, the one who has missed Maghrib, for example, or he missed Isha, and then he did not realize that until Dhuhr time, and he missed a prayer that is audible. And then he realized that in the daytime, whenever their prayers are not audible, whenever he makes up that Isha prayer, he should recite out loud. And likewise, if he missed a prayer from the daytime, whenever it's recited silently, the recitation is silent, like Dhuhr, Asr. For example, somebody missed the Asr, then he realized after Maghrib that he has to make up Asr. When he makes up Asr, he'll make it up silently, even though it's in the Maghrib time, whenever this time the prayer is recited audibly. So the way that the prayer is, whenever it's performed in its proper time, that's the way that it should be made up. That's the way that it should be made up. Al-qada'u yahki al-ada'. Al-qada'u yahki al-ada'. And the evidence for this is that hadith that has preceded, the long hadith, is known as hadith an-nawmi an as-salat. Hadith an-nawm an as-salat. And it happened. And the Prophet, as I mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is with his companions on an excursion, and they're returning and they're traveling. And they wait to the very last night. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrasa. Yani nazala fi akhir al-layl. And he took a rest at the end of the night, and they're resting from their traveling and their excursion. And then they were overcome by sleep until the sun rose. So they missed the Fajr prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as has preceded Abu Qatada, he said, فَصَنَعَ كَمَا كَانَ يَسْنَأُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ, that he did just like he used to do every day. He did just like he used to do every day, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we see the manner and the way and the obligation with regards to making up a prayer that was missed. Making up a prayer that was missed. And it must be made up. Although some of the ulama have mentioned that, for example, the person who missed the prayer on purpose, the one who missed the prayer on purpose, ayyadhan billah, the prayer came in and he did not pray on purpose. He knows the time has come, and he knows the time is leaving, and he refused to pray on purpose. Many of the ulama, they mentioned that he does not make this prayer up, and he had disbelief with that action. And just so that we can know the severity of this issue, that some of the ulama have considered an individual to be a disbeliever even if he left one prayer. And that even if he left that prayer, Allah will never accept that prayer from him if he made it up. Some of the ulama, they mentioned that. He missed the prayer on purpose, then if he made it up, it will never be accepted from him. This is the position of Shaykh Ma. This particular issue here, the one who will miss the prayer on purpose, and then he made it up, it will never be accepted from him. Rather, he's not required to make it up. That's the position of Shaykh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. But many of the ulama, they mentioned that he does have to make it up. As for the one who left the prayer entirely, he does not pray, then even if he considers it to be an obligation, but he does not do it, he left the prayer entirely, then he is a disbeliever. And this is the best opinion with this affair, and that has preceded. نَامَ الْأَحَدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمَ الصَّلَاةُ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ وَبَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ. And the evidences have preceded for that. But just to know the dangers of this affair. In any case, the majority of the ulama, they mentioned if a man, he missed a salat, one prayer, a man or a woman, yani a person, he missed a prayer in one day. Whether he did that out of negligence or forgetfulness, whether he missed it on purpose or on accident, he has to make it up that day, immediately, whenever he remembers. Immediately, whenever he remembers, and Allah knows best. One more issue to discuss about al-qada, qada al-fawa'it. Al-fa'ita means the missed prayer, and the plural is al-fawa'it. So also we have seen that this issue also includes missing a non-obligatory prayer or non-obligatory action. So it is legislated to also make up some of the non-obligatory prayers as well. And this is clear in the hadith in Sahih Muslim that we have been discussing of Abi Qatada, hadith and Naumi an as-salat. Naam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he slept and missed the time of Fajr. Whenever he woke up, they made the adhan, and then after that he made the 2 rak'ah of Fajr, sunnah. He made those up, and then after that he prayed the Fajr sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the issue, is if somebody missed the sunnah prayer, then he should make it up. And this is likewise with regards to Dhuhr prayer and as well. But the one who misses the sunnah prayer, then he can make it up for Fajr. Then he can make it up as soon as he prays after the Fajr prayer. He makes his adhkar, and then he can make it up even before the sun rises. or he can delay it till the time of Duha and make it up. Both of these have been affirmed in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it should be made up. Whether he made it up almost immediately after he made the Fajr prayer, make the Fajr prayer and the Adhkar, and then he makes it up, or whether he waited till the sun rises and the Duha had entered, then he makes it up. In any case, making it up is legislated, the Sunnah prayer of Al-Fajr. And likewise, Dhuhr as well. But there is some detail with regards to that that is mentioned by Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Wallahu A'lam, this is the best position. And that is that it's allowed or permissible and legislated for a believer to make up a non-obligatory prayer, like the Sunan al-Rawatib. These prayers here, the Sunan al-Rawatib, the ones that come before and after the obligatory prayers. That it's permissible to make them up for the person who normally prays them, and for the person who intended to pray them. And it's from his manners that he prays these Sunan al-Rawatib, but he missed them for some reason. For one reason or another, he became preoccupied, he did not have time to perform the Fajr, for whatever the case may be, the Sunnah of Fajr, or the Sunnah of Dhuhr. And normally he prays it, and he had intended to pray it, but he had become preoccupied and he was not able to perform it on time, for whatever the reason may be. For this person, it's allowed and legislated for him to make that up. As for the person who did not intend to pray, for example, the Dhuhr prayer, there is four sunnah before Dhuhr. Somebody, he does not even intend to pray, and he's not even normally pray the Dhuhr prayer. He doesn't pray the sunnah, a prayer of Dhuhr. He doesn't pray them. And then someday or one day after he prayed Dhuhr, he says, oh, I want to pray the four prayer, the rak'ah of Dhuhr. That's before Dhuhr, so I'm going to make it up now. La, this will not be accepted. Because he had no intention to pray it before, and he's not known to pray it before, and it's not from his manners that he prays it before, and now after the time has already done, he thinks he wants to pray it. La, this is not permissible. It will not be accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our fear, then it will be rejected. So this person, he did not have an intention to perform it in its proper time, and he does not normally perform it in its proper time in the first place, and then he delayed it all the way out of its proper time, and now he wants to perform it, then this one, he is doing that which is not in accordance to the affair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then it will be rejected. So therefore, the one who will make up the sunnah prayer, that come before the one before Fajr, or before Dhuhr, after Dhuhr, the one after Maghrib or after Isha, like this, is the one who normally prays it, and he missed it for one reason or another. Yani he became preoccupied or forgetful, or he was just not able to perform it that particular day, but normally he does perform it. Then it's allowed for him to make it up, and it's good for him to make it up, and Allah knows best. Also, with regards to making up the night prayer, the one who intends to make the night prayer, what has come in the Sunnah from this affair, we see the grace of Allah and His mercy and His favor upon the believers, that even the one who has intended to make the night prayer, and then his eyes overcame him and he did not make it and did not wake up in time, he has the reward for that. He has the reward for that, as if he stood in the prayer. Alhamdulillah. But the one who has intended to make the night prayer, and then he was not able to make it, and he slept and did not have the time, then he can make it up in the daytime, at the duha time. And it's known, and has come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to make 11 rak'ah at night time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that it's been narrated on him that he missed that. If I remember correctly from the haditha Aisha radiallahu anha, that he missed the night prayer, and then the next day he would pray 12 rak'ah instead of 11. So therefore, the one who missed the night prayer and the witr, then he makes that up in the daytime, in the duha time, but he prays it shafa'. He prays it shafa'. So therefore, if he used to normally play 3 rak'ah witr every night, one night he forgot, or one night he slept and was not able to perform it, he makes that up at the time of duha, 4 rak'ah. Somebody who normally plays 5 rak'ah, for example, 5 rak'ah witr at nighttime, he prays the night prayer, 2 and 2, and then he prays 1 witr, 5 rak'ah total. And then, but one night he slept, or one night he was overcome by, he was too tired, he was not able to wake up in time. And then he wants to make that up, he will wait till the daytime. whenever the duha comes in, salatul duha, and in that time he can make it up and he'll pray six. So he'll pray, he'll make up the five that he normally prays, or he'll make up the amount that he normally prays in the witr, but add one to it to make it an even number, because the prayers in the daytime, they're even. And the witr is at nighttime. Now, so these are some of the affairs that have been clarified in the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also from the narrations of the companions and from the statements of the ulama and the rulings and regulations of this great deen, the deen of al-Islam. Hadhihi al-ahkam al-azima al-ahkam al-shar'iyya. And it's very, very benefiting and proper. And rather, it's a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla to learn these rulings and to learn this legislation and to know it and to abide by it and to live by way of it and to be upon it. Naam? And the greatest success in this life is to do that and to die in that way. Naam? To be upon the Sharia, to be upon the Sunnah, to be upon it, Tawheed wal Islam al Sahih, Tawheed al Khalis. Naam wal ittiba, upon these regulations and rulings at ahkam al-shar'iyya, and traverse upon that way until the soul is taken from the body and it meets its Lord and its Creator. The one who does this and strives in this manner, he will have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is his promise. That is his promise, that those who strive in his path, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Naam, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That whoever strives in our path, and he strives to learn our deen and comply to it and follow it, then verily we will guide them to the right way. And verily Allah, He is with the good doers. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal from His grace and His mercy to make us from al-muhsineen. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.